and welcome back to Insights for Health, brought to you by The Healthy Habit and Dr. Corey Lapp, naturopathic doctor. If you're just joining us, we're talking about stress and the huge impact it can have on our lives. More than 3/4 of Canadian adults are living with at least one source of excessive stress. Before the break, we talked about adrenal fatigue and the negative consequences that can arise when we are exposed to prolonged stress. Things like being tired for no reason, even with eight hours sleep, lack of concentration and memory, weight gain, trouble bouncing back after an illness can all start happening if we don't look at ways of managing our stress. Stress can also wreak havoc on our digestive system. Isn't that right?
That's right. And as a naturopathic doctor, I talk about the digestive system a lot. The digestive system is thought to be the root of most diseases, with many diseases being considered to all come down to the gut. More than 20 million Canadians suffer from digestive disorders every year. Those who are affected know how devastating this can be on their lives. Now, we all talk about having gut feelings, but do you realize that there's an amazingly strong connection between your brain and your digestive system?
In what way?
Well, the stomach and the intestines have their own separate nervous system called the enteric nervous system. And this system is responsible solely for maintaining the function of the gut and the digestive system.
I've heard some people referring to the digestive system as a mini brain. What are they referring to, doctor?
Well, consider this. 95% of the body's serotonin, which is a hormone that helps us to control our mood, is found in the digestive system, not in the brain.
So it's no wonder then that we see stress playing a role in IBS, acid reflux disease, and stomach ulcers. Let's start with the irritable bowel syndrome. What is it?
So irritable bowel syndrome is a common disorder. It's often characterized by painful stomach cramping, bloating, and constipation alternating with diarrhea. So Canada has one of the highest rates of IBS in the world, with 5 million Canadians suffering from the disorder. Now, there's no doubt that stress can worsen these symptoms. For one thing, stress can make the colon contract, which can lead to stomach pain and constipation or diarrhea. Now, there was a report completed in 2004 in the Psychosomatic Medicine Journal, and it showed that major life events, things like a death in the family or loss of a job, can have a huge impact on IBS symptoms.
So the big things would seem obvious, but what about the little things like being stuck in traffic or an argument at work or at home or being frustrated at the grocery store?
Absolutely. Those little daily things can add up and cause flare-ups as well.
Now, you also mentioned acid reflux.
Yep. Acid reflux or heartburn can be aggravated by stress too. Now, most people who suffer from heartburn know to stay away from the common triggers like spicy foods or citrus fruits, but many of them may be less aware of how stress can affect their symptoms as well. So there was a study published in 2004, and researchers followed 60 subjects for nearly a year and found that the presence of a severe stress in the first 6 months of the study significantly predicted increased heartburn symptoms for the next 4 months. So this study also noted that adrenal fatigue was most closely related to symptoms of heartburn.
So how does stress make things worse?
Well, some researchers suggest that stress can increase the production of stomach acid, leading to a worsening of symptoms. Some researchers think that stress may cause changes in the brain that turn up pain receptors, making you physically more sensitive to those slight rises in acid levels.
So being stressed can actually make us feel more pain? Sounds interesting. So we have stress increasing our stomach acid, causing heartburn. Over time, can that lead to ulcers?
Yes, potentially. So peptic ulcers or stomach ulcers are an area of damage to the inner lining of the stomach. So in the past, it was thought to be a sign of stress, and they weren't far off. So it's now clear that 60% of stomach ulcers are caused by a bacterial infection called H. pylori. So some people can be infected with H. pylori and never develop an ulcer or show any symptoms of the infection at all. Some researchers theorize that stress may help the infection take hold under the stomach lining, perhaps by disturbing the stomach's balance of acid and protective secretions, which in the end make it more vulnerable to ulcers.
One thing shown to be helpful for H. pylori and the prevention of ulcers is Manuka honey from New Zealand. Studies show that its antibacterial and antiseptic compounds and enzymes are effective in neutralizing the H. pylori bacterium.
And another important herbal remedy to consider, not only for adrenal fatigue and stress, but for conditions like acid reflux and ulcers, is one called Glyceriza glabra, or licorice root extract. Now, you don't want to confuse licorice root extract with licorice candy, which contains very little of the active ingredients we're looking for a therapeutic benefit.
So you're saying that eating a bag of red twisters might satisfy my sweet tooth, but what is licorice root actually doing for me?
So licorice root works by inhibiting an enzyme that normally converts active cortisol to inactive cortisol. So therefore, it ends up increasing the levels of active cortisol in the blood. For its benefits on the digestive system, we look at its anti-inflammatory and demulcent properties. So a demulcent are herbs that form a soothing film over the mucous membranes, which end up soothing the tissue and help to promote healing.
So licorice root supplements come in different forms, capsules, chewables. Now it's most effective for soothing the digestive tract when administered in tea form.
That's right. Now, I do need to mention that caution should be taken when taking licorice root long term. It can actually promote fluid retention, which can potentially lead to high blood pressure. It's therefore not recommended for anyone already suffering from high blood pressure or suffering from liver or kidney disease.
What if someone is suffering from stress-induced IBS with constipation?
So then we'd take a look at magnesium. Magnesium is an important mineral that's essential in more than 300 chemical reactions in the body.
An American study showed that 75% of people consume less than their recommended daily amount of magnesium.
That's right. So sometimes a magnesium supplement may be beneficial. Magnesium is essential for our adrenal glands in order to produce cortisol.
So essentially, if we have a magnesium deficiency, it could potentially lead to adrenal fatigue. So how does magnesium impact our digestion?
Magnesium, especially in its citrate form, can be helpful for IBS, especially if it's constipation dominant. So there's a laxative effect to magnesium, which appears to come from two different mechanisms. So magnesium relaxes the muscles in the intestines, and it also attracts water into the colon. So this increased amount of water helps to soften the stool and makes the stool easier to pass.
So looking at the effects of stress on digestion, it affects our stomach acid, can lead to acid reflux and IBS. So while we start looking or working on our stress management techniques, which is going to be more long-term, the supplements licorice root extract, Manuka honey, and magnesium citrate can be beneficial for our short-term relief. So we've covered a lot of great information today. In fact, we feel that there's so much more to say about stress that we're going to be talking about it again in our next show. So tune in on March 7th at 7:30 when we'll be talking about the effects of stress on teenagers, the immune system, and how it can affect our weight.
Now, if you have any questions about anything we talked about on the show today or about naturopathic medicine in general, don't hesitate to contact me at Chatham Kent Integrative Health. The clinic is located at 55 Forest Street, which is the former McHugh Public School in Chatham. Telephone number is 519-351-5858. And please visit my website, chathamnaturopath.ca, for even more valuable information, blog posts, and events happening around the clinic. There's lots of exciting changes happening in the next few months, so make sure you keep up to date by joining my mailing list, which you can also do from my website as well.
And all the supplements and herbs mentioned today are available at The Healthy Habit, 451 St. Clair Street in Chatham. And you can visit our website, TheHealthyHabitChatham.com, for contact information, store hours, brands we carry, and our What's New page for helpful information to maintain and improve your health. And again, that's TheHealthyHabitChatham.com.
Now, Dave, you have an inspirational thought to conclude the show?
Yeah, because stress requires management, and management requires perception and insight. Our final thought comes from AA, where it says, God grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you on March 7th.